Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to try something we're calling Dude House. This is 100% TX idea, and his job is on the line.
I supported him.
Yeah, thank you.
It's going to be great. I understand the concept.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that you're right. You believe... Mm-hmm. That enough women have gone to a man's house.
Mm-hmm.
We can flip it too, but it's mostly going to be women walking into a dude's house and went, what?
that's
going to
change.
But maybe staying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still, would you stay if like.
Yeah, you stay and then you help them fix it.
Depends on what it is.
That's absolutely fair. Mm-hmm. Like if there's like dead rats in it, no, I'm not staying.
No.
Does it have to be his house? Because one of the stories that I saw was like, even when she got in his car, the floorboard of his car had fingernail clippings on it.
That's dude car. We'll count it.
Actually, dude car. Thought I was going to puke just now.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to clip my nails around my car. I know this sounds...
I saw you do it in the shower.
Sometimes I do, but like...
But you do it outside of your car?
Yes.
Then that's... Still weird, but more acceptable.
Because there have been times where, like, this was a while ago when I was dating. Like, I would pull up to a date and I go, oh my God, you can't go in there like that. And
when has a woman ever looked at your nails?
Don't you think women look at your hands?
I do.
You look at...
If they're, like, really long, but if you're like, oh, I just noticed this little nail, like...
No, it was just enough that I'm like, no, I don't think I can go in there. But, like...
Mm-hmm. Let me see your nails.
Yeah.
You've got clean hands. Good.
Thanks.
I feel like they could use a clipping, though.
I'll probably clip them as soon as we get done here. Yeah, this one, that's a weird nail.
Okay.
Anyway, so dude car will count as
sure,
well.
Yeah.
Why don't you give us another example of dude house?
I think, like, you go in and the empty, the new toilet paper is just on top of the empty toilet paper roll.
Hate that.
Hold on, though. That's, I do that.
Erica, no.
I think you are a dude house.
I am a little, it's Dane's least favorite thing about me.
What?
You're right there. You're already having to. Oh my God.
Yeah, just take it off.
Today,
it drives me crazy.
This morning I actually changed it, but often.
Mm.
Often. What if there are fist holes in his drywall?
I'm out.
I'm definitely leaving. That seems like a danger.
That is such a red flag.
No, but he just had to blow off some steam.
No.
Or maybe he was trying to kill a spider.
Nope.
If it was spider, explain that to me. Otherwise, you're a serial killer.
Okay. I also have the towels don't match at all. You know,
can
I borrow a towel? And it's just a random, the hand towel doesn't match the shower towel, doesn't match the...
And they're all a little bit crusty.
A little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I don't mean, I'm not saying that. It's just that they've been washed so many times.
Mm-hmm. They're from college.
Yeah.
There is a point where, like, you got to just go get a few matching ones.
Yep.
But, like, I'm okay with the unmatching.
The hand towel doesn't have to match.
Yeah.
The hand towel itself can be... All my towels are bright white.
Okay, but I stayed with a guy once, and the hand towel was a Gatorade towel.
Okay. And that
from
was
high school
sure
basketball.
Crusty.
So,
yeah.
That it doesn't match, but what's the vibe you're going for here?
Okay, we'll do a few more, but do you want to open this up to dude house,
mm-hmm.
bro house?
Yeah,
dude,
I think
car.
It could be if you are a dude and you're proud of something that you have in your house, so you're like, yeah, my towels don't match, and here's why. I think we could hear from you.
Is the dogs playing poker? Is that a dude house?
Oh, yeah.
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 And it's like prominently displayed and you're like, huh.
All right. So if you've been the victim, if you just want to save TX job, you got to call. Mm-hmm. If you've, what's the most dude house thing you've ever seen? 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call. I would like to say something that happened off air while we were discussing this.
Would you now?
I would, because I was like, dude house. So give us some examples. And TX trying to sell us on doing this on the radio. Mm-hmm. And then I go, well, you know, I've been divorced for a few years now. Is my house a dude house? And Eric goes, nah, you got Nana's house.
Mostly just your bedroom.
Erica.
It's a miracle I still have a job. Isn't it?
I can't fire you. That's the reason you still have a job. Nana's house. Okay.
Yeah, you walk into the bedroom and you're like, nothing's happening here for a while. Come on.
Come on.
This is.
It's not every day that I make myself laugh. Hey. Sorry.
Don't underestimate Nana, all right?
You're right. I have a dude house thing that I saw once.
Oh, and you think you're entitled to keep speaking?
It has nothing to do with you. Does that help?
Yeah, that's great.
I walked into this guy's place that I was like very loosely, casually seeing, and the bed is all black sheets.
Oof.
Two pillows only. Ugh. There's nothing else happening. And just a sheet. No comforter.
No.
And I stayed.
What was the headboard?
Don't think there was one.
So it's just a mattress shoved up against a wall.
Was
with
it on
black...
the ground?
No, I think there was one of those like metal bed frames.
I used to have one of those.
Yeah.
I still have one in the corner of my grandma room.
You do. Nana.
It's a red light thing.
I had mine up on risers so I could put a bunch of crap underneath.
Oh, you did?
God. Yeah, it was dude house.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies, if you're listening.
Okay, now,
Would you rather have black sheets and two pillows or white Costco sheets, a huge comforter, and coastal grandma, like,
I mean, yeah, I would. Coastal grandma's better than that.
Yeah.
When I lived in a house with dudes, we would order pizza a lot, as you can imagine, and we'd have all the pizza boxes, and it became so bad that I remember the pizza boxes would be stacked and then the trash can would be on top.
Oh my gosh, you wouldn't take them out.
It became like, well, not all of those are mine, and so then now the trash can, you have to like dunk it because it's so high in the air because all the pizza boxes, because nobody wanted to just break down and take it out.
I'm worried about you.
Well, that's dude house.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
For the longest time when I was a single bachelor dude, I had probably 20 or more various empty liquor bottles around the house.
Oh, it was just like a decor.
Yeah. Because like Patron wasn't cheap. So I'm like, and then I just put nickels in the Patron bottle and there's quarters in a bottle of Jack over there.
Ew.
And like, Coastal Nana doesn't look so bad.
Nana's better than that.
The UV blue didn't drink itself.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Dude house for TX job.
Please.
What's the most dude thing you've ever seen? 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes, It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about dude house.
Mm-hmm.
Things, just dudes are...
Disgusting.
We're dumb and we're disgusting and we don't need a lot to live. We don't care. Like a mattress on the floor is enough for us.
It is funny though. At some point you do start caring.
I absolutely care. And yeah. I thought I did really good buying my Nana bedroom set that you are making me feel really insecure.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, somebody texted.
Yeah, we have a text. When I first met my husband in college, he and his roommates had a full size trash can like you put on the curb in the kitchen and only used disposable plates so they didn't have to do dishes. Disgusting.
That's beyond disgusting. Why would you want that in your house?
I feel like I've witnessed that in college.
Like the big
Party houses would have the big trash can inside.
Just during the party.
I don't know.
Okay. Sam?
Yeah.
Dude house. What do you got?
I got a couple quick ones. I think similar to the towels, at one point I had furnished a house that I lived in with at least three other dudes. I think we furnished that whole house with yard sales, Craigslist furniture, and just free furniture on the side of the road.
For sure.
And I was always pretty good at getting pretty close matching brown wood colors, but, you know, my nightstands are slightly different from my desk, slightly different from the dresser.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
And another one that someone pointed out to me, which I thought was hilarious. Someone told me I had a boyfriend fridge or a single guy fridge, you know, like
just condiments.
I think I do okay cooking, but it's just not as much food in there as, you know, you'd hope to see.
Yeah. It's like there's ketchup and
it's and mostly
like,
just
and like
alcohol.
An old moldy tomato.
You don't put tomatoes in the fridge.
A dude wouldn't know that.
Amy.
Yay.
Dude house.
All right, so you walk in, and the theme is crown bags.
Oh, my God. Why did we love crown bags? Actually, I've known mostly
crown
women.
Bags?
Crown Royal comes in a purple bag.
Yep.
Is it like velvet?
Kind of.
Okay. Yep.
They also make them in like green now. And so like, remember when they first started making like crown apple. And so you'd have like a throw pillow that was crown apple or like the crown black. Oh, it was pretty horrid.
I've dated like all strippers that carry their makeup in a crown bag.
Oh.
First time hearing of this.
Trust me, they do.
Okay.
Because they're just laying around at the strip club, and it's just like, ooh, they gather up their things in a crown.
I guess I'll get a new makeup bag.
I use it for some of my cords when I DJ.
Do you really?
I've had them for probably 15 plus years. I'd guard them with my life.
It is such
my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, they work so well.
Did you ever have, I don't want to ruin any of the calls here, but did you ever do the cinder blocks with a board? You know what I'm talking about?
As a desk?
As whatever, shelves, that's what your TV sits on. Yeah. Like you cinder blocks and you put a piece of wood in the holes of the cinder block. It makes a great shelf. Or milk cartons.
Yes.
Yeah.
My entire, oh my God. Now it's all coming to me. I remember all the, Phoebe.
Yes.
Yes. Dude house.
So I was over at a guy friend. We were hanging out and I asked if he like wanted to grab food, get dinner or whatever. He was like, oh no, like we can just make something here. Open the fridge and it's literally just beer and bananas. And he looked at me like I was the crazy one. Like he just eats beer and bananas for lunch.
Ew. You're like, that's not going to work.
That's not going to work. And why are your bananas refrigerated?
Very true.
They can be when they start to turn brown. Slow down.
Then they get even more brown.
I thought it was the opposite.
No.
Once they're going, man. No. You're not stopping that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I got them 4 weeks ago.
Oh my God. Thank you. You didn't sleep with this dude, did you?
Oh God, no.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Anybody's got cold bananas, they're not getting any. Okay. Amy.
Yay.
Dude house.
Hundreds of troll dolls and hot pink satin sheets on a waterbed.
That was not, no, that's not a normal dude. That is a serial killer.
The waterbed, though, I like
it. I left quickly. Troll dolls. Yeah, they were lined up all over the
naked troll dolls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were
and he, like, styled
collector's
their hair.
Item at one point, right?
So you went into this house like going, we had a good date. Let me see your apartment. And then it was like, no.
It was a quick exit. Yes.
Good.
Okay. It did not last.
Okay. Thank you. What do you got?
I've got a text. In college, my roommates and I bought a TV stand from Target. When we got home, we opened it up and saw it was a lot of work and would take a while. We sealed it back up, put the TV on the box, and it was like that until we moved out.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
Lindsay.
Yay.
Dude house.
So when I used to work for a company in a 17-story office building,
yeah. We
had a bunch of guys on our floor. A lot of the restrooms were secured by, like, the key cards to get into the security building. But they had a competition who could take a dump on every floor. So whoever was the first to take a dump on all 20 floors was going to win that competition. So they had to sneak into different office buildings to do it.
Nothing says gotta go. Like
this is not in. Okay.
It's not still, dude okay. house. It's dude office. Oh,
the Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.